This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where two staff members of Israel's embassy here were shot and killed outside a Jewish museum this past evening. The suspect remained at the scene, where Yoni Kalin said people thought he might have been a victim.
Some of the people at the event brought him water. They sat him down. Are you okay? Were you shot? What happened? And he's like, somebody call the cops. Bring the cops in.
Then the chilling realization who he was.
We start to gather more data. It turns out he was in the building with us for like 15 minutes. Thank God he left the gun in the bushes outside, or he left the gun outside.
He's 30 years old, from Chicago, and in custody. CBS's Matt Piper has more information on the victims.
These were two Israeli embassy employees, a man and a woman, who were shot and killed as they exited the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. We're told they were actually a couple, and they were heading to Jerusalem next week, where he was going to propose to her. They were fatally shot as they left an event at the museum. It appears to have been a targeted attack, according to police.
On Capitol Hill, the House of Representatives remains in session, working its way to a vote on the big Republican tax and spending bill. Erica Brown reports it took a while to get to this point.
President Trump's massive budget bill cleared a key hurdle after the Rules Committee advanced a measure that is critical to the president's agenda.
The clerk will report the total.
8 yeas, 4 nays.
Republican leadership was optimistic after their meeting with the president Wednesday afternoon.
I feel very confident that we're going to keep this bill moving tonight. Keeping this bill moving means passing it.
The final vote could come before dawn. CBS's David Malkoff reports computer simulations show hurricane winds growing stronger in the coming years.
In Texas, for example, that could make hurricane wind speeds 14% higher by the 2050s if we keep on going with the heating of the planet. And that could not only affect those states along the Gulf Coast, but also inland, according to the simulation here.
This year's designated hurricane season is 2 weeks away. You're not imagining it. There are more big rigs parking in unusual spots.
The drivers complain that they can't find parking reliably. You know, the Trucking Association says for every 11 trucks on the road, there's one parking place. And many cities have cracked down on big rigs parking on side streets and things.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve. Oklahoma City Thunder guard Shade Gilgeous-Alexander is the NBA's most valuable player.
He's finished fifth in the voting. He has finished second in the voting last year. And this year, he's the MVP.
Ernie Johnson on TNT.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Fabrice. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Carvan Clips, featuring three distinct intensity settings. Because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar! La, 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 la.
Police in Colorado had to hop to it when a pet kangaroo went on the lam.
2-year-old Irwin the kangaroo is no stranger to Durango police. He had also escaped last year, but he was much smaller then and happily hopped into a bag similar to a mother's pouch. This time, Officer Shane Garrison had to corner Irwin in an alley.
Reached down, was able to pet him, and grabbed him. I got it. Yep.
We have the kangaroo detained.
Garrison grew up on a farm and knew how to handle Irwin, who is now about the size of an adult dog. It is legal to have a kangaroo as a pet in Colorado. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
In Birmingham, Alabama, a federal judge is considering sanctions against lawyers representing the state in litigation over state prisons because they used artificial intelligence that wrote error-filled motions. Judge Anna Manasco questioned attorneys with the Butler Snow firm about what happened. She said there were 5 false case citations in 2 filings. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers in the overnight, light north winds and morning lows in the mid-40s. Some of those showers lingering into early Thursday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-50s. Will be completely dry Friday, mostly sunny. Once again, mid-50s, currently 46 degrees.
WRJN. You never close your eyes anymore. Your lips, and there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby. Down on my knees for you, if you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love you don't find every day. So
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Mama, let me be. Oh, come on now. Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is the word that
by my real woman. That I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams. That I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes. That I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you. Just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lives, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe.
decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
This morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain. Pop, just see, I'm a poor man's son.
The ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home. Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting we
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Torn in half, memories in bits and pieces, traces of love long ago that didn't work out right, traces of love, ribbons from her hair, souvenirs of days together, the ring she used to wear, pages from an old love letter, traces of love.
Goes on.
Drums
keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime? Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say. remember, Doc, I started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered enhanced security at Israeli diplomatic missions worldwide. This after a gunman shot two Israeli embassy staffers to death here. Correspondent Matt Piper.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the suspect was initially observed pacing back and forth outside of the museum before he approached a group of four people and took out a handgun. And he wound up shooting two victims. They were people who worked at the Israeli embassy. And this happened outside of the Capitol Jewish Museum in D.C. after an event was held there.
An event attended by Katie Kalischer.
We're not going to stop gathering in spaces and talking about how we need to help Palestinians, innocent Gazans, have the aid that they need, have the freedom that they so much deserve. And we're not going to stop talking about that. We're proud Jews.
The suspect, a 30-year-old man from Chicago, remained on the scene and is in custody. It took a lot of heavy lifting from the House Republican leadership and President Trump to get the House GOP members in line, but the full House vote on their massive tax and spending bill could come by dawn. Speaker Mike Johnson.
The America First agenda is wrapped up into this one big, beautiful bill, and that's why we call it that. And I believe it's going to be, as I've been saying for a long, long time, you've all heard me say, I think it will be one of the most consequential pieces.